All right, I'm going to go over our announcements to start the meeting. Place your phones on mute until such time you are presenting or asked to speak. When addressing the board, please announce your full name first and be sure to speak clearly. Please do not place your phone on hold or leave your phone unattended. If you need to leave the meeting, please hang up and then dial back using the conference line posted on the agenda to rejoin the teleconference. Okay, we just have a few more seconds. All right. Welcome to San Diego Mission Academy regular board meeting. It's Monday, February the 7th, 2022 at 11 a.m. This meeting is held in compliance with Assembly Bill 361, which allows flexibility in the Brown Act teleconferencing procedures as addressed by the board under agenda item IE. The public is encouraged to participate in the meeting telephonically by dialing the conference line listed on the posted agenda. The public may submit written comment to the board by emailing publiccomment@sdmissionacademy.org. The public may also provide comments telephonically during the public comment section of the meeting agenda. All right, so we're going to open this meeting up and we'll do a roll call so we can get a quorum. Carol Stanford, present. Claudette Beck, present. Mike Malloy,
present.
John Dorch,
present.
Barbara Willebrand.
Present.
So we do have a quorum. So now we're going to do the Pledge of Allegiance. I'd like to ask John to do this and for everyone else to put their phone on mute.
My pleasure, President Sanford. Please place your right hand on your heart while I recite the pledge. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you so much. All right, so now we're going to do staff introductions. We'll start with corporate officers. Mr. Brown.
Thank you, Madam President, members of the board. This is Jeff Brown, Chief Executive Officer.
Jerry Vincent.
Good morning, Jerry Vincent, Corporate Officer.
School staff.
Good morning, Lindsay Reese, Area Superintendent.
Good morning, this is Jeff Martineau, Vice President, Charter Relations.
School Legal Counsel.
Good morning, Bill Thompson, Legal Counsel.
All right, let's see. Advisors who are supporting agenda items are presenting.
Hi, this is Michelle Lopez, Counsel with LLIC.
Any other staff who wishes to introduce themselves? All right, so welcome to everyone. So now we're on 1E. We're going to adopt the resolution continuing Board of Directors authority to hold virtual or teleconference meetings pursuant to Assembly Bill 361. Mr. Martineau.
Thank you, President Stanford and board members. In your board package, you will find the resolution for continuing Board of Directors authority to hold virtual or teleconference meetings pursuant to Assembly Bill 361. Assembly Bill 361 was signed by Governor Newsom on September 16, 2021, and allows boards to continue to meet remotely as determined by majority vote during states of emergency as long as the board makes required findings every 30 days that meeting in person would present imminent risks to the health or safety of attendees. It is recommended the board make the required findings by adopting the enclosed board resolution. Are there any questions from the board?
Any questions from the board? If not, can I have a motion and a second to approve 1E? We'll go with Barbara motioning, and second was?
Claudette.
Okay, thank you, ladies. Barbara Wilburn motion, Claudette seconded. Okay. We'll vote. Carol Stanford, aye. Claudette Beck?
Aye.
Mike Malloy?
Aye.
Aye.
John Dorch?
Aye.
Barbara Willebrand.
Aye.
So 1E has been passed unanimously. So go to 1F, approve agenda for the February 7th, 2022 regular public meeting of the Board of Directors. I assume that you've read this. Are there any questions or comments about 1F? And if not, can I have a motion and a second?
John Dortch moved to approve the agenda.
Barbara Willebrand second.
So John Dortch has a motion and Barbara Willebrand has seconded. So we'll vote. Carol Stanford, aye. Claudette Beck?
Aye.
Mike Malloy?
Aye.
John Dortch?
Aye.
Barbara Willebrand?
Aye.
So 1F has been approved unanimously. So now we're into public comment. At this time, members of the public may address the board on any item within the subject matter's jurisdiction of the board, whether or not the item is on the agenda, by dialing the teleconference line listed on the posted agenda. The time allotted per presentation will not exceed 3 minutes, except in the case where a member of the public utilizes a translator, in which case the time allotted will not exceed 6 minutes. In accordance with the Brown Act, no action may occur at this time, but it is the board's prerogative to hold a brief discussion, provide information to the public, provide direction to staff, or schedule the matter for a public meeting. Is there anyone from the public that's on the line who would like to introduce herself or make a comment? And if not, Shelley, has anyone contacted you from the public?
Hi, this is Shelley Sands here to report that there were no members of the public who submitted written comment or have requested to speak.
Thank you, Shelley. So now we're on 3, additional corporate officers and board members' observations and comments. Mr. Brown.
Yes, thank you, Madam President. I appreciate the board's activity in following through with the requirements that come down and making all of these decisions on a positive note. Back to you, Madam President.
Thank you. Jerry Vincent.
Yes, thank you. Good meeting.
Thank you. Any board members' comments? All right. Have no comments. We'll go to 4. This is 4A. Our next regular board meeting is March 1st, 2022 at 2:30. And now I'd like to have a motion and a second to adjourn this meeting.
Claudia Beck, I'll make a motion.
Barbara Willebrand, second.
Claudia Beck's motion. Barbara Willebrand has seconded. Please vote. Carol Stanford, aye. Claudia Beck.
Aye.
Mike Malloy?
Aye.
John Dortch?
Aye.
And Barbara Willebrand?
Aye.
So it is unanimous that we adjourn this meeting. So thank you, everyone, for your participation. We'll see you next week, next Monday.